This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, A Childlike Amazement. In the message, Remember the Basics, we saw the importance of returning often to the fundamental truths of our faith. We are called to grow and mature, but never to grow such that we are led away from the simple and unchanging truth. God loves us so much that He provided a way to restore a right relationship with Him through faith in His Son. Jesus died so we could live. Does this awesome act of love still amaze us, or have we matured to more important matters? Matthew 18, verse 3. And He said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. When my daughter was 4 years old, we read about young Samuel. While discussing this story, my daughter showed me the excited faith God calls us to maintain. Perhaps her faith could teach us all. As a young boy, Samuel was ministering with an old priest named Eli. One night, God called to Samuel, but Samuel thought it was Eli's voice. Eli said he didn't call and told Samuel to go back to bed. After God called a few more times, Samuel realized who was calling and answered, Speak, for your servant is listening. 1 Samuel 3, verse 10. God then gave Samuel a message, but the message was all about Eli. My daughter asked, Why did God speak to Samuel if the message was really to Eli? We talked about how we must be ready and willing to hear God. I said Eli may have had some problems or distractions in his life which kept him from hearing God, so God spoke his message through a child. I said little kids, like her, can often hear God better than older people, like me. But I don't hear God talk to me, she said with a little disappointment in her voice. I explained how God doesn't usually speak so we can hear Him with our ears. Rather, His Spirit speaks to our heart, and we hear Him as we listen to our heart. Her little eyes widened. Like today, when I was going to sit on one of the baby toys, Jesus told my heart I was too big and shouldn't do it, so I listened to what He said. I encouraged her that this is exactly how God speaks to us. We just need to learn how to listen and then obey. My daughter thought for a moment and then slowly shook her head in amazement. Wow, that's so cool. Heavenly Father, I pray that your word never becomes just an interesting collection of stories. You created us, loved us, and will one day call us home to be with you for all eternity. And Father, that's so cool. Help us to come into your presence with a thankful and loving heart. Strengthen our faith every day and allow us to continually look on you and your wonders with a childlike amazement. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.